Hey, look here, fellas. You guys gonna have to order from the drive-thru menu.
Hi, how you doing? What can I get you?
A Big Mac and a large Coke.
Fries?
No.
What's your favorite place? Probably Wendy's.
You wanna do something fun? You wanna go to Taco Bell?
What about KFC?
Yeah. No. We've been there too many times.
Where'd it go? What?
I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King.
You know where I was when my daughter was born?
Sure.
Iraq.
Popeye's chicken is the shiznit!
I want 30 sliders, 5 french fries, and 4 large cherry cokes.
I want the same except make mine Diet Cokes.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. What can I get for you?
And welcome to another edition of the Side of Fries podcast. This is episode 9. This is our Thanksgiving Day-ish episode. It's all Thanksgiving food themed. I'm Chris alongside Caleb. And Caleb, I don't know about you, but Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays solely because it's all centered around eating, and eating is something that I'm pretty good at.
Yeah, the whole idea of Thanksgiving being around food, it's kind of – It's like Christmas where you're around a lot of family, but it's like less stress because there's no gifts involved. It's just completely food. And it's like a warm up to Christmas too. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I don't know, you have like a Thanksgiving Day feast, and it's like a smorgasbord of like everybody's dishes that they decide to bring to your house.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And usually there's some that are hits, and then there's some that are not so much of a hit, such as green bean casserole, bleh. But
cranberry sauce. Let me ask you a quick question before we dive in today.
Sure.
What time do you guys normally eat Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, it's a lot different now. I don't know. It's weird now because we used to have 2 Thanksgivings. Now we don't have 2 Thanksgivings because my mom and my sister usually just accompany me with my in-laws. But obviously with the pandemic this year, that's not happening. But typically we would do like an early afternoon Thanksgiving and then go
like
to
3 o'clock.
Yeah. And then we would roll over to my parents' house, and then have Thanksgiving there. I don't know. Hard to say. I can't really remember now. I want to say like we would go like probably like 1 or 2 to, you know, my in-laws, and then we'd go to my mom and dad's. And then typically what would end up happening after that is we would go over to my uncle's. So we'd have like 3 stops. So like it would be like, you know, my wife's family, then my family, like my intermediate family, and then we'd go to like my mom's brother's house. And I have a lot of aunts and uncles, and we would go there. And that would kind of be like the cap off for the night.
Yeah, we would do like a 3 o'clock, and I remember me and my brother would, like, as we got older, we would make fun of my mom so much because it's like, you know, she's using the oven, she's using all the spaces available to make the food for Thanksgiving dinner at 3 o'clock, and it's like, okay, well, what do we eat for breakfast and like maybe like an early, you know, like
yeah,
some snacks leading into that? So we would be like starving, which I guess is kind of the point, but sometimes, like, you know, like it kind of became a trend where more and more fast food places were open on Thanksgiving. So we would like go there at like 10 o'clock, 10:30, you know, and
yeah,
grab something because we're like, otherwise we're not eating until 3 o'clock. So,
dude, my dad would do that shit all the time too, where like, we couldn't eat. Like, I mean, like literally I would have to like eat the night before because I wasn't allowed to eat
right
leading up to the meal. I'm like thinking like, what the heck, man? Like, since when are you so anti-breakfast? And
yeah, seriously, I mean,
yeah,
3 o'clock is like, there's a lot of times where I don't realize like, oh wow, I look at the clock and I haven't eaten, but like 3 o'clock's like pushing it where you're like, ugh.
Well, and it also doesn't help because like all the food's cooking, so you're smelling it. So that's only making you hungrier. Like I could probably,
right,
if the food wasn't cooking around me, I could probably look past it and be like, all right, I can make it. But
yeah,
you just have that factor kicking in where you're smelling it and you're like, oh God,
the last few years I have dug into the King's Hawaiian rolls early.
Oh,
that's kind of what gets
dude,
me by.
Good call, man. Those yeah, are my favorite.
So good.
Yeah.
My brother, actually, funny story, on the package, it tells you that like you're supposed to heat them up. Did mm-hmm you know that? But like,
I never have. I just eat them out
exactly
of the pack.
He thought they were raw. He thought you were supposed to like cook them or else they were raw.
Like the Pillsbury Doughboy ones that like
yeah, yeah,
that are like dough and then you put it in the oven and they rise. Those?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
But my brother's story for another day, but like he also, the first time I ever saw him cook anything was Rice-A-Roni, and he did the directions backwards. So like he was boiling water and he was like, how do I brown the vermicelli? And I was like, dude, that was like supposed to be step one.
Does he not read directions?
No. So anyway, he's a listener of the show, so he'll hear that. Sure.
All right. Well, let's go into the food news. I'm sure we got some good stuff for this week. So Caleb, let's hit him with the food news.
Food news, your weekly serving of what's new in food.
All right, food news this week, a little bit different because some of the food news was revolving around Thanksgiving, and being this is the Thanksgiving show, didn't want to take away some of those elements. So these are not Thanksgiving-related food news items this week. Number one, we got Del Taco is ringing in the tamale days with a limited-time tamale menu, Fiesta Packs, and Family Friday deals all season long. Basically, it's a new slate of seasoned shredded pork tamales. The festive expanded menu lineup launches Thursday, November 19th, and includes two tamales for $4, several smothered tamale options, such as Cholula smothered tamales, and a tamale fiesta pack for the whole family to enjoy.
I love me some Del Taco. Obviously, it's probably one of those types of things where it's like not around here, so I maybe hold it up and put it on a pedestal higher than what it really is. I know you used to live in Cali, and so you always tell me like Del Taco is actually kind of trash, but I refuse to accept that. There used to be a Del Taco in the Toledo area. We live in Ohio, and that was the only Del Taco in the state of Ohio. Well, I took a trip about a month or two ago to Michigan, and there we were going to stop at Del Taco on the way, and guess what? I found out the hard way that they closed. So the nearest Del Taco now is in Ann Arbor, Michigan, so that sucks. But word on the street is they're going to be opening up some Del Tacos in the Columbus area. I don't know how soon, but that's the word on the street. But the tamales, heck yeah, man, I'd try those. They kind of reminded me of that that Enchirito from Taco Bell, just looking at the at the picture that Del Taco released of it.
It does, and I think Del Taco, not necessarily trash, but if it's something that you have available to you, I think Taco Bell stands up a little bit higher. But it has different items, like it has French fries, which I know Taco Bell eventually had the nacho fries and things like that. But it just has a little bit different items, and it's a nice switch up. But also on the Del Taco limited edition tamale days, they have wrapping paper that you can purchase, which was apparently backed by popular demand, that you can buy at the Del Taco website while supplies last. So if you like it that much, you can get some wrapping paper, which is kind of cool. I don't really put much stock in what my wrapping paper is. I usually just get bags, but...
So you take the lazy way out.
Of course.
That's not even the cheap way. That's the expensive way, surprisingly. You're a cheapskate. Self-proclaimed one, too.
Oh, I know. I don't even save the bag. Like, I know I could be total cheapskate and, like, save the bags and reuse them. But, no, I just, like, get the bag, put it in there, I'm done, get some nice tissue.
Let me ask you something. When you were a kid, did anyone ever try to wrap your gift up in, like, newspaper? Because I've had that happen a few times.
No, maybe in, like, a gift exchange.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, no, not like in, no.
I don't know if I'd buy some Del Taco limited edition wrapping paper. I think it's probably more of a collector's item. I don't know how it would be collectible, but whatever. I'm sure there's some sort of market for fast food items like that. Yeah, I'm sure it's expensive too. I'm sure it's not cheap. Like, it's probably way more money. It probably costs you more money to buy that than regular old wrapping paper from like Walmart or Target.
Right. No, I'm with you. I think it's I don't know when it said popular demand, what demand this is. It could be, we made 20 rolls of this stuff.
Yeah.
It's available.
Yeah, that's kind of like what the record companies do. They'll say like, oh, we pressed 500 albums, get it limited time edition. And then like that, yeah, of course it's limited. You guys made 500 of them. And then they release like a second batch of 500. So then it's like, it starts to kind of like dilute the rarity. And then It's annoying. All right, so moving on to the next item on here. I'm hearing this might be some pizza food news here.
Yeah, so one of my near and dear favorites to my heart, Little Caesars, is bringing back the pepperoni cheeser pizza for a limited time. It's $7, which, you know, for a while they had the, well, way back they had the, it wasn't a set price, and the $5 hot and ready, then, you know, you got the extra most bestest for $6, ooh, you got the stuffed crust for $9 or whatever it is. This is priced at a medium $7, but it's pizza, large pizza with pepperoni, fresh mozzarella, sweet basil, and toasted Asiago Parmesan cheese crust.
Have you gotten this before? I'm assuming you have.
I have. Not something that I ordered. I think my parents might have gotten it one time when I tried it. It's not bad, but I think of that type of a pizza as, like, I'm going to get a really good slice with some really good mozzarella, you know, like fresh mozzarella. Not really. It's kind of like dressing up a turd. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's not what I'm looking for.
Yeah. I have a real problem sometimes. I mean, like, Little Caesars is okay, but the cheese ratio sometimes is just off. And I'm all about the cheese. We've talked about this countless times on past episodes. They, like, I hate when you get a pizza from them and it's just sauce and then, like, specks of cheese everywhere. Because, like, that happens sometimes, and that's annoying. You kind of get that with, you know, Domino's, too. And I feel like this probably would be the case.
You said too much cheese?
No. Specks of cheese. Like,
okay.
Not enough cheese.
Yes, and I think for Little Caesar's pizza to be edible, you have to have it. It's got to be covered. And this gives it that vibe of, like, you know, an artisan slice here and there, pieces of mozzarella that melt, and there's some exposed sauce, and, you know, it doesn't cover it edge to edge, so it... Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of what I kind of foresee out of this, if you were to get it.
Yep, I agree.
All right, what's next on the list here?
So we went from one of my favorite places to probably my least favorite place we've talked about or talk about on our show, Jimmy John's. They've been spotted in the Phoenix market testing out a new Cobb salad sandwich because, I mean, it's Jimmy John's, so why wouldn't we try to do something like that? It features turkey, ham, bacon, a hard-boiled egg, hence the Cobb salad, balsamic, fig glaze, blue cheese crumbles, avocado, tomato, lettuce, and mayo on your choice of bread.
Yeah, I saw the picture of this because, you know, I think I maybe spotted it before you for food news. It looks terrible. Like, it literally is a sub sandwich, and it's a salad in a sub sandwich. Like, basically, they just put the salad in the hoagie.
Yeah.
It looks awful. And I mean, like you and I were saying, you know, via text back and forth the other day, I don't even really like Cobb salads, so this has got to be horrible. And I personally would not try it. Plus, like, Jimmy John's is all about being freaky fast, right? Like, this kind of feels like it's going to be kind of labor-intensive, if you ask me.
It's kind of a lot of items for a Jimmy John's sub. Also, like, at Jimmy John's, I hate it all, but, like, the toppings is what I hate the most. I don't like the bread either, but the toppings, like, I hate their sprouts. I think their lettuce is trash, like... I don't eat tomato. I think their mayo could possibly be the worst mayo on the planet. So, like, this half of this stuff is just, like, let's throw your worst contenders at the at
you
the
really have a disdain for Jimmy John's. Like,
I do.
I hate it.
Dude, I can't remember where I was, but you know how Red Bull has those brand ambassadors that walk around and give you free Red Bull?
Yeah.
So Jimmy John's does the same thing in certain times. And
usually at, like, college campuses. I've had it happen when I was in Akron, like, just walking, and someone just randomly showed up and gave me a sandwich.
Maybe that's where it was that I remember. But I just, you know, I was that guy that they were like, do you want a free sandwich? And I said, no. No, I don't. From there, no, I don't.
Really?
How about you keep that? Yeah, dude.
Caleb denying free food.
Holy, I know.
Shit.
Yeah, it happened, believe it or not.
Should I tell my Jimmy John story or should I save it?
Which one? Do I know about this?
This most recent one.
Oh, your experience. Hit it with us.
Oh, okay. So about, I don't know, maybe a week or two ago, I go to Jimmy John's, starving, right? It's lunchtime. I only have a half an hour for lunch. I walk in. It's a little busy, but, you know, nowadays with COVID, you can't really tell if it's busy or not because everyone's so spaced out, right? So I walk in, person in front of me orders, and I notice, like, she was kind of, like, apprehensive on something, so I wasn't really sure what was going on. And she orders, and she steps to the side, and then I go up, and I order, and I, you know, I ask for number 7, which is an Italian, but it's all, it's, like, double everything. So it's, like, double meat, double cheese, double tomato, like, everything. It's my favorite. I do like Jimmy John's, unlike Caleb. Well, I order my food, I pay for it, I sit down and I wait, and then, like, I don't know, 3 minutes later, she goes, sir, we're out of bread. Would you like sliced bread? And I'm like, you're out of bread? She goes, yeah, it's gonna be a half an hour. I'm thinking, like, you couldn't have told me this before I ordered and paid. I was really pissed, and she could tell I was pissed. And she's like, is that okay? And I'm like, yeah, I guess. I mean, I only have 20 minutes now to order because I had to wait for the girl in front of me. So, you know what I mean? Like, I'm already pissed off, right? So then I get my food. Dude, it was the worst fucking sandwich in the world, all right? It was regular old bread. It was cold. It was the shittiest sandwich I've ever made. Like, my nephew could have done them. Could have done a better job, and he's 3 years old, all right? I was pissed. So I tweet at Jimmy John's, and Jimmy John's is like, oh, no, we can't have that happen. Reach out to us. So I reach out to them. I tell them my experience, and the dude emails me back, and it was completely an automated, generated email back saying, we're sorry. We'll try to do better. Please call the store and complain, too.
Yeah,
and
I'm like, it said, like, this is one of our franchise stores, so good luck with the franchise owner.
Yeah. Good luck with the... they're not a part of us, so good luck. And I was so pissed I just responded back, like, unoriginal message or something like that. Like, a real smart-ass response. I'm just like, whatever. And I haven't ate Jimmy John's since. Fuck that place.
Well, I'm glad you're on my side now.
I mean, and it's sad, because I, unlike you, enjoy it, but I will never go to the Jimmy John's in Independence. Yeah, I said it. There we go.
Serves you right for trusting them.
All right, is that it with the food news?
That's all.
All right. So, like I said, we're doing a Thanksgiving-themed episode. So it was extremely difficult to find fast food and chain restaurants that are Thanksgiving themed. Like, everything that I looked for and I searched for, it was just like, yeah, these locations are open on Thanksgiving. But it wasn't necessarily like Thanksgiving Day themed meals or anything like that. I was able to find some, so we're going to go through some of it. But Caleb, I thought it might be a good time to play a little bit of a game. And this game, I think, could be a little fun. I thought we could create our own Thanksgiving meal strictly out of fast food, all right? So, or we can be a little loose with it. It doesn't necessarily have to be just straight fast food. It could be a chain restaurant too. So I've laid out the categories. There's drinks, appetizers, your dinner rolls, your sides, your dessert, your ham or your chicken, because usually if you have turkey, I used to usually have ham too, or maybe chicken. I don't know how you guys were. And then your turkey as well. So turkey, ham or chicken, dessert, sides, rolls, appetizers, drinks. All right. Sound good?
I'm ready to go.
All right. So let's just go straight down the list. The first item I got on here is drinks. So where are you getting your drinks for your Thanksgiving Day feast?
Okay, so I thought about this one, and immediately I thought to myself, like, what does everybody normally drink for Thanksgiving? Like, what do you drink?
So I'm a little weird. I like wine, obviously, and yeah. I will have a glass of wine with my meal, but I also like to have a non-alcoholic beverage. I don't really like just drinking straight alcohol with, like, my meals. You know, yeah. I can't eat tacos and have a beer. Like, I got to have a beer with my tacos and a glass of water. Like, I don't like pop or soda or anything like that. So I'm kind of the wrong person to ask, I guess.
Well,
but I would have a glass of wine and probably some water, honestly.
Yeah. I don't actually, like, I can't think of, like, as a kid, I drank milk with everything. So
yeah, same.
As a kid, I probably had milk. I don't know, like, when I would drink pop, I would probably have pop with it, I guess. But, like, I don't know. It's just kind of a weird, I don't know, water. You know, so anyway,
yeah.
I went with just the best available fast food beverage, which is McDonald's Sprite.
I'm surprised you went McDonald's Sprite, not McDonald's Coke, because you love McDonald's Coke.
I do. I mean, not anymore, but I did, and it's still the best tasting. But I think Sprite, the reason I thought Sprite is it's a little more like...
universal?
It's a little more, yeah, universal and like festive. Like, we would always make, I don't think we do it for Thanksgiving. Maybe we do, actually. But we do it for Christmas for sure. We do like the punch with like fruit punch and Sprite and like ice cream in it.
Okay.
So like I always kind of think about Sprite, I guess, at the holidays.
So I went McDonald's sweet tea. I love sweet tea. I know it's not for everybody, but I feel like that might pair pretty well with like your sides and your turkey and stuff like that.
Especially if you get some fried chicken in there. I mean,
for sure.
Their sweet tea is obviously good. My only knock is like, there are certain McDonald's, and my mom gets an unsweet tea at McDonald's like every day religiously, and there's certain McDonald's that just make their tea better or like keep it fresher.
Yep.
And if you get the like day old tea, it tastes like a fart. Like it's so bad.
It tastes like a fart. Number one, how do you know what a fart tastes like?
I mean, you've never had a fart so potent that you like taste it.
I mean, yeah.
I'm sure you have.
I guess.
So it tastes like that.
So it tastes like sulfur is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. It's bad.
Come
on. Okay.
Appetizer. I knew you were going to go with this because I can see your picks on here. But when I wrote this, specifically thinking like he's going to choose this.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the item, but the place.
I think, like we said, not being able to like eat till 3 o'clock, I was like, what would be like a substantial, like make me feel good and like have enough food in my stomach item? And then obviously it's really good. I went with the Arby's mozzarella sticks, which you get 4 or 6 of those things.
Mm-hmm.
If you get 6, like you're full based on like the grease alone that's in your stomach. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it fills you up.
That's a solid choice. I mean, I would probably go with that too if I had the option. But I went a little bit more outside of the box, I guess, and I went with a regional chain. I went with Culver's and their cheese curds. Oh my god, dude! I don't know if you've ever had them, but they're pretty good.
They are pretty good, actually. An honorable mention and one that's kind of similar, and I can't for the life of me remember what they're called. But Burger King had those like fried potato like cheese popper things.
Okay, I kind of didn't they have like corn nuggets too at some point?
They had those later, I think.
Okay,
and they might have them still. When I first was working at Burger King, they had them, and we would just we got a lot of free Burger King food. Let me tell you that. But that's what made me think, for some reason, it was like the same parallel as like Culver cheese curds.
Well, the Arby's has jalapeno poppers too, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, which those are pretty good. I mean, not a lot of fast food restaurants offer that too.
Yeah. I like jalapeno cheese poppers. I didn't as a kid. My parents would always like, they get like the frozen ones and cook them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I never liked like the taste of jalapeno, but obviously we know that's changed because now I love jalapeno, but yeah, those are good.
All right. I thought, you know what? Arby's is a solid choice. Arby's has a good – I think Arby's appetizer-wise are probably the best in the game.
Yeah.
But cheese curds, they're so good. Like not a lot of fast food restaurants offer that, so I went with that. All right, your dinner roll. So – you and I were kind of along the same lines as this.
I was wondering if you looked at mine and thought on that same path, or if this is what you had in mind the whole time for yours.
So I was originally thinking Popeye's biscuits. Okay,
I was thinking a biscuit too, and then I was like, you know what?
Yeah, but when I saw you put yours, I decided, you know what? Theirs is okay, but I liked theirs better.
Okay.
So what was yours?
Mine is the Texas Roadhouse rolls, which have the like cinnamon butter.
Okay.
If you get one, you just put the cinnamon butter on top and it just melts all over. And I usually don't like the sweet savory mix in a roll, but like that is so good. You can eat like they bring out four of them for, you know, a family of four. Mm-hmm. And we're always like, yeah, you might as well just bring out some more rolls because we're all having at least two of those bad boys.
I went Longhorn Steakhouse loaf of bread. Oh my god, dude. Their bread, when it's warm, it's so good.
Do they have
good.
The pumpernickel bread, or is that so Outback has
no,
that?
No, it's but... it's not pumpernickel. It's more like a rye. Like
I'm gonna look it up.
Not even a rye. It's like a whole wheat, maybe? I don't know. It's good.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And you gotta, especially like when it comes right out of like, you know, the oven, it's
good. It's got that Outback vibe where it comes out on like the cutting board.
Yeah, yeah. They give you, yeah, they have like the butter and like the little board and the like, you know, metal container, and they have the big knife, and yeah, it's
Do you like the Outback pumpernickel bread?
I like pumpernickel in general. It's okay. Yeah,
I think they don't give you enough butter to make it good, but I like it. All right.
The Outback Bloomin' Onion blows, but you know, that's neither here nor there.
Whoa.
You don't like it?
Blows?
It's horrible, dude. It's like just like fucking batter and
what? Yeah.
Dude, it's horrible.
I was actually talking today to somebody about how I thought the Texas Roadhouse was better than Outback, except I thought the Bloomin' Onion at Outback was better than the what's it called? Cactus Blossom at Texas Roadhouse.
Dude, anytime I've ever had the Bloomin' Onion, I just want to throw up at it.
I mean, it's a like, lot it's of grease, horrible. Oh gosh, I love that. Oh. I love
them. Well, if I get the coupon in the mail, I'll send it to you. Normally you'll get one in the mail.
Dude, yeah. Every time me and our friend Kyle, like we always, I mean, he likes the coconut shrimp too, but I'm always like team whoever is the team that represents the Bloomin' Onion.
All right, so sides.
Wow. Okay, disclaimer on sides. I didn't know we were supposed to pick two, so I might come up with one off the cuff.
I mean, I decided to pick two because I just feel like who
technically when you pick two, but one of them's the same, so really we only have two.
Yeah, but I was not influenced by you whatsoever. That was going to be my choice from the get because they are awesome. Well,
I want to say it. I want to say just it go first ahead. Then because you
sure
the Popeyes mashed potatoes and gravy, but. The big boy, where you like get the mashed potatoes in one container and the gravy in the other.
Oh yeah,
and then you like
for sure, dude.
You mix your own concoction.
Yep, dude. Their mashed potatoes and gravy is so good.
Yeah, that I mean, the gravy. It sounds gross, and it is, but like, I would drink it. Like, if there's more gravy, because usually they give you more gravy than mashed potatoes.
Oh my god, dude! It's like the South Park episode when like Cartman is like. Smuggling in KFC gravy and he's like pissed off because like he got sent Boston Market gravy and he's like snorting it. You like who are you? Eric Cartman?
Dude, probably.
Yeah, I'm going Popeye's mashed potatoes and gravy. I also went Panera Bread mac and cheese. Their mac and cheese isn't bad, but you're going to pay like $12 probably for it. So, you know, here's my thing. Uh-huh. Everybody, I think millennials hate Panera and boomers love Panera. Am I right or am I wrong?
Millennials hate Panera?
Yeah. Like I whenever I go there, because I don't go there anymore, but I used to go there. You know, it was there's a Panera literally in every town, right? So I would always go there. It's kind of like Starbucks. I would always go there just to work. So I'd get a coffee and I would just go there so I could work. And obviously it might be the time of day because I'm there during the day and a lot of older people are working because they're retired. But it just seemed like it was nothing but like older people and not so many younger people. You know what I mean? And like me and my wife are kind of like, ugh, Panera, overpriced.
I think the thing is with Panera is like most people get it to go if they're a millennial. So they don't really chill there.
Yeah.
But like it's tough for me to say that because I work on a college campus where there's one on Lane and – it's only college students, and we go there all the time because it's right there.
Dude, I remember one time I was trying to be nice, and I texted my wife, and I said, hey, I'm near you. What would you like? You want me to pick you up lunch? You know, I was, like, working out towards, like, where she works, and she goes, yeah. I was like, okay, well, what do you want? She's like, Panera. I was like, okay, well, tell me what you want. Oh, my God. It cost me $15 and I didn't even get anything.
If you don't get the what's it called, the pick three or pick two or whatever, like soup and sandwich or whatever, it just like gets jacked up. I will say, do you ever get the bread bowl with anything there?
Yeah, that's what she got. She got the bread bowl and then the mac and cheese and then like dumped the mac and cheese.
I was gonna say, dude, like, have you ever had the mac and cheese in the bread bowl?
Yeah, for sure.
Love the bread bowls at Panera. Like, I'll get soup, I'll get chili, I'll get whatever. I think the mac and cheese is the weirdest one, and maybe Jessica can weigh in on this. Because, like, they just feel like two separate things where it's like I eat the mac and cheese, and then I eat the kind of cheese-flavored bread, but it doesn't ever, like, get together and hang out like it does with the soup.
I know what you mean. Yeah, it, like, doesn't soak up or anything like that. I know we're kind of going off on a tangent to stay on course, but their two things. Their candy cookie is the best cookie around. That is my go-to when I go there to get a cup of coffee. I like their hazelnut coffee. And second of all, their French onion soup is trash. First off, they don't put Gruyere cheese or any kind of cheese in their French onion.
If you're not doing the little piece of bread covered in cheese and like flaming the cheese to have the little brown spots, then
you can't call it French onion then.
Soup. I'm sorry.
Thank you. And they give you like the baguette bread, and they don't put it in the soup. Like it's just horrible. And it's probably glorified Campbell's French onion soup. I guarantee you, it's probably something along the lines of that. So I digress, though. All right. So like I said, sides. I had Popeyes mashed potatoes, just like you, and I added Panera bread, mac and cheese. Do you want to add anything else?
No.
Okay.
I would rather.
No, I mean the sides portion's a little hard. I mean, there's not a lot of fast food restaurants that offer sides outside of like KFC, Boston Market, Church's, Popeyes, thing. So I was thinking,
if I were to add sides, I would just add mashed potatoes and gravy from another place, like a different kind.
Yeah, I almost said green beans from KFC, but I was like, do you really like those? Like, you hardly never ate those. I was like, yeah. I was thinking in my head, like, yeah, that's true. I probably shouldn't put that on there. It had, like, some little, like, internal conflict in my head about this. All right, dessert. I knew you were going to go this, so what was your dessert?
I don't know if I even thought about it because I think I have to do it after last week's dessert episode is the BK Hershey pie. I mean,
yeah,
there's nowhere that has pumpkin pie, am I right? That I could think of?
KFC used to, but I don't know, but it was sweet potato pie, I think, technically.
Which is fine. I've never had it.
I don't think they offer it anymore. They don't offer it anymore, I don't
think.
So
I just went with the best, like, pie thing that I could think of, so BK Hershey pie.
Yeah, I was gonna, like, cheap out and say, like, Baker Square pie, but that's cheap. That's copping out, so I stuck with my roots since you stuck with your roots, and I went KFC chocolate chip cake. All right, ham or chicken? First off, what are you doing, ham or chicken?
I'm going chicken, and just in general, I grew up mostly turkey only, and then maybe like sometime in high school, my brother like decided that he didn't like turkey, and so we always like had a ham too. So like we would cut down on the turkey and get a ham. So we'd have both. And ham, you know me and pork, like, I like it, but I'm not, like, in love with it. Like, when people talk about bacon, I'm same. Like, whatever, it's all right. Ham, if it's a good piece of country ham, like, if it's, like, cooked really well, I'll eat it and I like it a lot, but I'm not going to, like, smorgasbord on ham. So I went with chicken.
Okay. So where'd you get your chicken?
I went Church's chicken, one of my favorites, and I went with the chicken strips because I felt, you know, like breast meat, like turkey doesn't, like it has bones, but you're cutting it off the bone. So I just wanted to be able to like dip it into the mashed potatoes and gravy.
All right, cool. I went Chick-fil-A and I went with their nuggets.
Which I didn't see this until now, and that's a pretty nice pick. I don't know if it necessarily goes with mashed potatoes and gravy. They might.
Oh, for sure, dude. Chicken goes with mashed potatoes.
It does, but I think the nuggets a little more suited for a sauce than a gravy. But it'd be good.
A bowl, a mashed potato bowl. That's basically popcorn chicken is basically chicken nuggets.
I know, but I think the Chick-fil-A nuggets have a little bit different of a flavor profile.
They do. All right. Turkey, last but not least. I kind of copped out.
I had to dig deep here.
I'm trying to figure out what in the hell
have you ever had
which?
No. So it's, I mean, I think it's probably all around the U.S. to an extent.
Okay.
We had one right on UC Irvine's campus.
Is this fast food?
It is. It like no, it's fast food, and it's like instead of ordering, you go to like a table at the beginning of the restaurant and you get a brown bag that has their entire menu on it and like a grease pen and you mark what you want. And then you hand them the bag and then they put the bag on a like a metal wire clip to it and they start making your sandwich and run it down the line as they make it. And at the end, they put it into the brown bag.
Which I've never heard of this place. According to online, the nearest one is in Belleville, Michigan.
Well, that's not that far. I mean, it's not close, but
okay. I feel like Michigan's got all like the up and coming fast food places. So there's a Witch in Dayton and Cincinnati as well.
Yeah. So, to me, it was a really good sandwich place. I would get like a French dip there all the time. So like, I was thinking, you know, in that vibe. If you got like a turkey sub and maybe had some anjou anyway, I know it's not, you know, a French dip, but
okay.
I would do that. They also like 5 years ago had a like after Thanksgiving leftover sandwich they did where it was turkey and like stuffing and cranberry sauce. And you know how everybody puts together the generic thing.
Yeah.
So they've done it. I think their turkey's pretty solid. So I thought that was probably my best bet.
So I went Boston Market turkey. Because they are offering turkey.
as they tend to do at Boston Market.
Yeah. So, I mean, well, I thought they just did rotisserie chicken, to be honest. So
maybe they do, actually. Dude, go ahead with your – finish your story, and then I'm going to
– Oh, no, I was just going to say I went that route just because that was the only option, really, that I could think of off the top of my head until I did some more research.
Dude, I think – I probably had – Boston Market as a kid once or twice maybe. And then I remember one time in like high school, my mom, me and my brother like went to the mall or something. And then she was like, what do you guys want for lunch? And I was like, I don't know, like, let's change it up. And I was like, let's go to Boston Market. We haven't been there in like forever. Like, you know, I see the commercials all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, it's probably good, right? And we walk in and it just smells so bad in there. That we literally, I'm like, Mom, it smells so bad in here. I don't know what I even want because it smells so bad. Let's go. And we left. And that was my last time stepping foot in a Boston Market.
I remember one time when, like, the Boston Market came out with prime rib. I asked you, I was like, dude, should I get prime rib from Boston Market? And you were like, how much is it? And I was like, it's $16. And he's like, you're like, why wouldn't you just spend that $16 and go to like Longhorn? I was like, good point.
Yeah. You don't want to get like discount prime rib.
Yeah.
You might as well go get some nice roast beef then. Like,
I don't know. I think I was just drawn to the fact that like it's a fast food place and it has prime rib. How bad could it be? But it's Probably not good.
Well,
so all right. So that's what we put together for our fast
fun,
food themed Thanksgiving. Thanks. So I don't know. Feel free to tweet at us or let us know what your choices are for this. But I also did some research and I found fast food restaurants with Thanksgiving items. So they're doing like they might have like a Thanksgiving theme or they might be offering items for Thanksgiving. So obviously the first on the list, we already touched on it, is Boston Market. And so Caleb, Boston Market, they're offering a full-on Thanksgiving meal. So it's a complete turkey meal for 12 people. And on this meal, the complete turkey meal for 12, you get a whole roasted turkey, one spinach artichoke dip and crackers, two vegetable stuffings, two mashed potatoes and gravy, one apple pie, one pumpkin pie, cranberry walnut relish, and 12 dinner rolls. So that's
what how you much get is this thing
for the complete turkey meal. This thing is, where was the price? There is no price on here. I don't know.
That's got to be like a Hunsky, right?
I think it was, I want to say it was probably north of $100 for sure. I want to say it was $139 off the top of my head. I remember seeing a price like that. Worth it or not worth it?
Dude, not at Boston Market.
All right. How many we're going to do a pilgrim rating system, okay? So 5 pilgrims out of 5 is the highest you can get. 1 pilgrim out of 5 is the lowest you can get, mm-hmm. All right? So this Boston Market meal deal, how many pilgrims you giving?
Dude, I'm going to give it 2. Like, I'm even adding it up, and I know they're making it for you, blah, 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 blah. But I could get all this and make it myself for way less than $100.
For sure. You're paying for the convenience for it. Yeah. I mean, I think the biggest thing is, like, you're paying for the fact that, like, you don't have to make a turkey. Yeah.
And I'm imagining the people – I mean, I know the folks that probably would be interested in this, but I'm going to give it 2.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to give it 2 pilgrims out of 5, too. I don't know. I think you're spending a lot more money than what it's worth.
And it's Boston Market, so. Dude, spend all right, that money we talked on about honey baked ham. I know it's expensive, but, like, at least it's good.
We're going to get to that.
Okay, sorry. Whoa. Sorry, I jumped the gun.
All right, so next on the list, we talked about it last week in Food News on the desserts episode 7, or no, episode 8 of Side of Fries. However, Arby's, like we said, Market Fresh Cranberry Deep Fried Turkey Sandwich or Cranberry Deep Fried Turkey Wrap. Personally, I'm not getting turkey wrap.
No.
I'd probably go sandwich, and honestly, I looked at the menu again and I looked at the picture of it. It doesn't look bad, but I just, the cranberry, I'm losing it with the cranberry.
I'm looking at the picture right now too, and I'm like, that looks pretty good, but you're right. Like,
the turkey,
I'm just envisioning that cranberry sauce running all down my hand, and I don't want to lick that up.
It's going to be messy. It's definitely the type of sandwich you don't want to eat in your car because it's going to go all over you. The turkey looks very good.
Dude, I was going to say, I would eat that turkey as is. It looks pretty good.
Yeah. Now, do they incorporate some sort of bacon in this? Because I feel like a lot of their Market Fresh sandwiches always have bacon. Yeah. Of course they do. So how many pilgrims
I'll give it
this?
3. I think it's better than the Boston Market thing.
Really? I was going to just give it 2 pilgrims out of 5, honestly.
I'm hoping to give some 5s today, Chris, so...
The cranberry, man. The cranberry's just – you lost me with it, you know? I already know what's getting a 5, so. All right, next on the list, Hardee's. So I don't think this item is in existence this year, but in 2019, Hardee's did a Thanksgiving in a box. So, Caleb, hear me out. This is what was in this Thanksgiving in a box at Hardee's. And I feel like Hardee's tries to get a little creative sometimes with things. We talked about it in – a few episodes, I think it was the breakfast episode. It was the prime rib egg breakfast sandwich. So like they're kind of out of the box thinkers. I feel like Hardee's for their Thanksgiving breakfast, they had stuffing chicken tenders. So hand breaded chicken tenders with sage and stuffing breading is how they described it, with sweet potato waffle fries, toasted onion green beans, so like just deep fried green beans, and topped off with savory chicken gravy, so you could dunk your tenders in it.
Dude, I like. Did you see the picture of this?
I did. It looked pretty good, actually. I would try it.
I think the interesting thing is the different breading on the chicken with the stuffing, like
yes,
and the green bean fries. Like,
I feel like I've had those before. Like, not at Hardee's, but
they look pretty good. Like,
yeah, some sort of variation at some sort of restaurant or something, like in an appetizer.
And Hardee's chicken tenders in general are pretty solid as well. I don't know if they have a waffle fry normally. I don't think they do
either.
So, you know, waffle fry is nice coverage. No, I think it looks good. And the chicken gravy, it kind of reminds me of like Dairy Queen with like the having like the white gravy to dip it in, but obviously.
No. Yeah, yeah.
No, I think it looks pretty solid. I know it's not this year, but
how many tenders? How many pilgrims?
I think I messed up with the last one. Because this is like right in that three range, but that makes the Arby's one a two. So I'm gonna change my Arby's to a two. This is probably a three.
Yeah, this is for sure a three pilgrim out of five. Definitely. Like it's middle of the road. Like it's not great, but it's not awful either. Yeah. All right. So Getco Gas Station. So those who don't know Getco Gas Station, it's a part of Giant Eagle grocery store chain. And Giant Eagle is just kind of like a regional grocery store chain. They're in West Virginia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Maryland. I think there might be some maybe in Michigan. I'm not too sure. But they also have gas stations, and their gas stations do food such as like Wawa or like Sheetz. And so they have a sandwich there, and it's called the Pilgrim, and it's a seasonal sandwich. And I know about this because I used to live by a Getco gas station, and I would always get my gas there when I'd go to work. And every November they would always have a sign there for the Pilgrim sandwich. So one day I got it just to try it. It's not bad. It's pretty good. The cranberry sauce sucks, but it's innovative. And so the sandwich consists of stuffing flavored hoagie bun, followed by slices of deli style turkey, melted white cheddar, gravy, and cranberry sauce. So I still feel like there needs to be some sort of mashed potatoes incorporated in one of these sandwiches, but no one has stepped up to the plate so far.
Did I ask you the other day about your thoughts on Sheetz or Wawa?
You did not.
I have a recent, not vendetta, not, I don't know. I don't get the allure of why people are so like gung-ho about one or the other, or why they're so passionate about, well, Wawa's great, Sheetz is great. Because like, I know you said you'd get your gas there and you probably would stop inside. But like, to me, I only go to these places and order food when I'm traveling. So, like, yeah, it's great because it's convenient.
Or if I'm in a pinch, like, if there's nothing around and there's a Sheetz, like, I'm like, okay, well, there's going to be variety there. But I know what you mean. Like, I don't think – personally, I don't think the – maybe I'm around different people than you are, but I feel like the allure for Sheetz is less than Wawa. Like, everybody talks about Wawa. Like, my – dude, when I went to North Carolina with my in-laws, my father-in-law was all about going to a Wawa, to the point where like he made it a point that we needed to stop at a Wawa.
Yeah. Well, that's my point. And like Getco is even farther down on the list, right? Like,
honestly, I think Getco is kind of on par with Sheetz, in my opinion. Like, I honestly think they – like, my wife, she could probably back me up on this, but I think – Gecko's like fried mac and cheese bites are better than Sheetz. Like they're like mozzarella sticks and like their poppers and stuff are much better than
Sheetz. And I like the mac and cheese bites at Sheetz because whenever Becky and I go to New Jersey, we always stop at Sheetz and we always get those.
Yeah, I think Getco is better and with like the apps. Right. But
well,
all right. So are you doing the Pilgrim
with that? I think a lot of that food is like, I think it's a half step below a fast food restaurant in the terms of like, it kind of tastes like well-made frozen food. Like, yeah, I know it is what it is. But so in that sense, like it's a, you know, not as good sandwich place sandwich. I'm going to have to say it's probably like a 2-star.
So
Whoa. No stars, but 2 pilgrims.
So you're giving the pilgrim sub, the sub that has its name, 2 pilgrims out of 5.
You want me to take away another one and give it a 1?
I don't. I mean, you can give it whatever you want.
Yeah, I think.
I'm giving it a 4.
You know what?
4 pilgrims out of 5, and I'll tell you why after you tell me why.
No, I'm not telling you why. I just think I don't want it. Yeah.
Okay. I'm giving it 4 out of 5. It's definitely not something.
Dude,
It's not something you. It's not something you want. It's something that you feel like you need to try. Does that make sense,
dude? There's a lot of cranberry sauce on there.
That's why it got. I'm giving it a 4 pilgrim out of 5 because of innovation and creativity. But yes, the cranberry sauce.
But when it comes to the taste, baby. Take away the
Dude, it's creative, man. Like I guess you could argue, why are you giving it a 4, but you gave the Hardee's Thanksgiving in a box, you know, a 3. I mean, I guess the pilgrim could probably be a 3, but I like subs more than I like the shit that Hardee's is offering, so that's why I gave it a 4.
All right.
All right. Next on the list, Starbucks. So they're doing this, and they've done this the past few years. They're doing a holiday turkey panini. So it's a pre-assembled sandwich.
Of course it is, because it's Starbucks. Go ahead.
Yeah, all they do is pre-assembled sandwich features sliced turkey breast, cranberry herb stuffing, and savory turkey gravy. So I've never had this. My good friend's wife is a manager at Starbucks. I should have probably texted her and asked her thoughts on this. I would assume she probably does not eat this. But from all the reviews that I've read online, it's not too bad. That being said, I probably would try it, but I'm not going to seek it.
I'm looking up at pictures of it right now, and you know what I don't like about it is it's
chunky.
It's that
looking.
Same vibe of every Starbucks sandwich. It's got weird shaped bread for the sake of the bread being shaped weirdly. Like,
well, it's like
I know, but it's like, it's like cut on a bias, and like, it's just like, come on.
Yeah, they're very pretentious. Like, all their shit's pretentious. From the sizes of their coffee to their fucking cake pops to their sandwiches.
You know what? I'm going to continue my hatred of Starbucks food items. 2 pilgrims.
2 pilgrims.
Yeah. What, wow. Were you going to give it 1?
I was going to give it 3.
Good. I didn't want you to go higher than me, or I would have brought it down.
3 pilgrims out of 5. All right. I would try it. It does look really chunky, though, with like the stuffing and stuff.
Yeah, not something I think I want from Starbucks.
You know, not to deviate here, but I was thinking the other day, we forgot in the KFC discontinued item list, I forgot to mention one thing, and it just hit me. KFC used to offer stuffing. We used to make stuffing, and they stopped. It was the worst fucking thing ever.
I mean, was it just like the stovetop stuff?
It was no, like we would mix it. Like you would, yeah.
But,
I guess
I like stovetop stuffing. I really do. I think the fancier the stuffing, the more I don't like it. I just like it to be like chunky bread, soupy, gravy-y. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean, this wasn't like if it just came out, it was not bad. It was real moist. But as time goes on, it would dry out, and then it got awful. So, yeah, they used to offer stuffing. They don't anymore. All right, next on the list, Bob Evans. So Bob Evans, I know, is kind of a regional thing too. They're more on the East Coast. They're not necessarily on the West Coast. I don't know. What's the best way to describe Bob Evans? Like a more higher-end country type Denny's,
yeah,
I guess,
it's,
right?
I actually described it to someone the other day as it's Denny's with carpet.
Yeah, I mean, it's Denny's with, like, It's Denny's with like country shit, and they have like a general store. Well, at least they used to.
They do. Oh, they do.
Yeah, and they have like the magazine rack where it's like.
And they got the.
Pick your birth year, and then it'll tell you like gas was 5 cents in 1912.
They got the unattended desk where the person that's supposed to seat you is not.
Yeah, and they always have copious amounts of Lifesavers and Wrigley gum.
That's exactly. Yeah, we just described Bob Evans, folks.
Yeah, and they have a lunch. They have a lunch counter. They sell pie. No one ever buys the pie, but they sell it.
They got it just in case somebody might want it.
Yeah, I've never gotten a pie there ever. And their food's just okay.
Oh, dude, so, it's worse than okay. Last time I went there, noticeably worse.
The last Bob Evans I went to, and you're going to get a kick out of this, the last Bob Evans I went to is the one in Ashland.
Really? Dude, that one's dicey.
Yeah, I went there. It was like 2 years ago on my way to Nashville with my family.
Wow.
It's been a while.
So you got breakfast.
All right. Yeah, we got breakfast. So, all right. Thanksgiving celebration family meal from Bob Evans. This thing serves 6 people. It's $59.99. It includes turkey, dressing, corn, mashed potatoes, gravy, cranberry relish, rolls, and pie.
Okay, dude.
Would you get it? Would you not?
I looked at the picture. This looks like an Encore frozen dinner.
Dude, well, they sell frozen food in the grocery store too.
The turkey, like, dude, some of the pictures even have it in like a plastic container. It looks like an Encore turkey dinner with the gravy on top and like some side dishes.
I know what you're talking about. It's like folded over and stuff. Yeah, yeah. How many pilgrims?
Dude, last time I went to Bob Evans, it was so bad. I think it's a 1.
Yeah, one pilgrim.
And this is the most Thanksgiving-y one so far on the list.
Yeah. I'm giving it a 2. Just because they're offering there's quantity. Yeah. There's quantity, but is there really quality? I don't know. We could probably argue. The next player on the list. The next player on the list is more along the lines of bad quality, and that's Denny's.
Yeah. Denny's has a special place in my heart though.
I know it does, but it's generic
food. Dude, this picture, I mean, it's the same offering, isn't it?
It's literally the same offering for the most part. So you can pick a turkey and dressing dinner pack from Denny's. The meal includes carved turkey breast, stuffing, gravy, and cranberry sauce, bread, and a choice of broccoli or corn. Order online at least 24 hours in advance.
Dude, the pictures look like they staged them at the same time they took the photos. The Bob Evans one.
I mean, they probably had the same photographer.
They probably did. The only thing is, like, they didn't even stretch on the side dishes. They were just like, well, we normally have broccoli, so we're going to offer broccoli. Like,
all right, who in their right mind's getting broccoli from Denny's?
Nope, nobody.
It's probably got, like, yeah, I mean, it's probably, like, number one, it's frozen. It's not going to be fresh. Yeah. I'm giving this 1 pilgrim.
This is a 1
5.
For me too.
All right. Next on the list, Popeyes. So Popeyes is doing Thanksgiving again too. Their price starts at $39.99 for a 13 to 16 pound turkey. Grab some green beans, mashed potatoes, and biscuits to go with it.
Okay. So there's 2 things that Popeyes has. We have a second one as well. I don't know what this would taste like. But I'm going to assume good.
If they offer like some sort of like Cajun mix to it, like to the turkey. Yeah. I don't like biscuits, but Popeye's biscuits are good. We already know how we feel about the mashed potatoes. Hell, you could even throw in the banana pudding or whatever dessert that they're offering now. I'm going to probably give it a 5 out of 5. 5 pilgrim out of 5.
Real quick before I make my pilgrim, is this deep fried?
I think it might be.
If it is,
I don't
5 pilgrims. If it isn't, 5 pilgrims. Dude, it looks better than like I mean, the photo is the photo. It could be terrible, but it looks like it looks good.
That's not a bad price. I mean, $39.99 for a 13 to 16 pound turkey. You get two sides and biscuits to go with it. I bought a turkey the other day. It was $26. Right. It was 17 pounds. Luckily, it was at Giant Eagle.
And you still have to cook it.
Luckily, I had my card, and I got it for $13, which isn't bad. But I'm gonna have to cook it, and I'm not getting any sides. I'm gonna have to make all of those too. That's not a bad deal.
No, I think it looks like a good deal. I think it looks pretty good, and if it's deep fried,
I mean, it might be. I don't know. Popeyes also is offering a massive turkey combo meal for Thanksgiving. 8-piece family meal in a turkey-shaped box. And you tweeted that today on the Side of Fries.
I did. And this is more of a – this isn't really for Thanksgiving. This is like, how can we make it look like Thanksgiving? It's an 8-piece meal that literally – it's like a styrofoam. Like, it looks like what they put like the McDonald's pancakes in back in the day.
Oh, okay.
It's like that styrofoam, except it's shaped like a turkey to encase, like encapsulate the chicken. Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. I'm probably not going to go this. I'm probably going to give it to Pilgrim.
Dude, I love Popeye, so I'm giving him 4. I don't care if it's a stupid idea. I'm sure it tastes great.
It's getting 2 because it's a stupid idea.
It's a stupid idea, but... what's stupider is how many people did it say it was for? 8-piece family meal. So let's say, I don't know, 4 people.
It's not for, 4 people. I was going to say it's not
3. I mean, you and I could probably knock this out.
For sure. I mean, I could probably knock it out.
I didn't want to get that far, but yeah, you're right. We probably could.
Yeah. So, okay. All right. So you're giving it a 4 because you're biased. And then, okay. I'm giving it 2. All right, next on the list, we got a few more here. Cracker Barrel. So Cracker Barrel restaurants will be open for dine-in service on Thanksgiving Day. But if you'd rather stay home, they offer a complete meal for 8 to 10. You can pick it up and simply reheat it. It comes with 2 turkey breasts, cornbread dressing, gravy, cranberry relish, 3 sides, yeast rolls, and pumpkin pie and pecan pie, or pecan, whatever way you decide to call it. And they also offer smaller to-go meals that serve 4 to 6, and it's for $69.99.
So, a little expensive. I guess maybe not for – if you can really have 6 people get that, that's actually pretty cheap.
Yeah, I mean, that's what – that's basically like $10 a plate.
So, I am also a little biased towards Cracker Barrel. I do enjoy Cracker Barrel. Not quite often, definitely not, but like when I go, I definitely enjoy it. I think
it's definitely a restaurant you go to when you're traveling.
Agreed. Always. Well, maybe not always, but most of the times I've been there, yes. I think this looks like it's like the vibe of like what Denny's and Bob Evans was trying to do, except they did it correctly.
Yeah, I would trust Cracker Barrel. And I mean, I don't really, like, it's okay. Like Cracker Barrel's, I don't have any sort of like feelings towards it. Like I would, if someone said, do you want to go to Bob Evans or Cracker Barrel? I'd probably pick Cracker Barrel. And it's kind of along the same lines of that country theme and all that. But I feel like the food might be a little better than Bob Evans. Definitely better than Denny's.
Bob Evans.
You know, I'm going to give this a 3 Pilgrim out of 5. I'm not a big Cracker Barrel fan. Sometimes their food's hit or
miss. I'm
going
to go 3 with you as well.
Last time I've been to a Cracker Barrel was with you, and we went to New York City quite a while ago.
We went to Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, dude, I'm
I thought we
home.
Went to Denny's.
We went to Denny's, too.
Dude, you're right.
That might be the last time I went to Denny's, too. No, that's definitely not the last time I went to Denny's, because me and Jessica have gone to Denny's a few times.
Wow.
But, yeah. Yeah. Dude, side note, Cracker Barrel's breaded pork chops are pretty good. And I don't like pork chops that much, but if you can get some good breaded pork chops, you know, then that's the way to go. And Cracker Barrel offers some pretty good ones.
Okay, this is what I used to order at Cracker Barrel when I was a kid, and this is why I'm fat. I would get the chicken and dumplings. and then you get three sides of Cracker Barrel. I would get all sides of dumplings. I would just eat chicken and dumplings. Like,
you OD'd on chicken and dumplings?
Dude, ask anybody in my family. My brother would order the same thing, and the lady would be like, that's a lot of dumplings. Like, I know. Dude, I love a good chicken and dumpling, though.
Yeah, yeah. all right, moving on to the next item on the list. We already kind of touched on it, the Panera Bread. They're offering sides, soups, apps, and dessert. Now, Caleb, I don't know if you checked out
It was very meh.
The link. Yeah, it's basically they're like, hey, we have soups, we have apps, we have all these things on our menu. That'd be good for Thanksgiving, too. Like, it wasn't anything
crazy. Oh, yeah, the autumn squash casserole or the autumn squash noodle bake.
Oh, their appetizer too, the autumn squash hummus.
I missed that one.
Yeah, or the autumn squash flatbread pizza as well.
Or a salad with the Fuji apple vinaigrette. Isn't it past Fuji apple season by like a month and a half? Dude, I don't know either. I was just saying that.
Like everything here is just autumn squash, autumn squash. Like Panera autumn squash soup. Like, I'm surprised they don't have a Panera autumn squash coffee.
Dude,
like,
Panera's trying too hard. This is a one, right? This is a one.
Fuck yeah, it's a one.
Okay, good.
It's a one. I'm really dropping the F-bomb left and right in this episode. I'm really sorry. It's a one pilgrim.
I'm not going to lie. It's sad that Panera's like got worse than like Bob Evans and Denny. Like,
no, I mean that. It, like, this was not.
No, they
whatsoever.
Shouldn't even have. They should have just packed it in and been like, "No Thanksgiving this year, guys."
And look at the picture, like behind, like the faded out picture on their website very top. It's all freaking.
It's all casseroles, dude.
Yeah,
and like a butterbean soup dish thing and some bread.
And of course they're gonna put. Of course they're gonna push their autumn squash soup, like. F off with your autumn themed squash shit.
Yeah, that bread also looks like literally just sliced white bread. Do you see that?
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, like, seriously, that's Wonder Bread right there.
And it's Panera Bread. You're supposed to have good bread.
Yeah, artisan bread, right? Yeah, one pilgrim out of five, for sure. All right. And last but not least, and I think this is like an unforgotten place. Honey Baked Ham. So you can pick up a ham, obviously, from Honey Baked. But they also have full Thanksgiving meals. And this is true because I was in a Honey Baked Ham the other day. And it includes a turkey breast meal for 6 to 8 with turkey breast, cinnamon apples, mashed potatoes, and gravy. I don't remember the price, but
Honey Baked hams are expensive.
They are. But I feel like it's quality.
It is very good quality. And ham's one of those things, again, I mentioned my, like, how I am with pork. I think, depending on the person, it's kind of tough to make ham and make it taste good and juicy and have different flavors and also be cooked. Honey baked ham, 10 out of 10 every time. It's good.
Yeah, it's very good. Have you ever gotten a sandwich from Honey Baked Ham? Are you even aware that they make sandwiches
here? I figured you just, the place you go. To get your ham for Thanksgiving if you want it pre-cooked.
No. No. So, like, the nature of my job, I try to do, like, it's recruiting, but it's not recruiting. I go into businesses, and I try to help businesses find candidates. And so I went in there the other day, and I already knew this, but I was thinking about getting a sandwich there. I didn't, but it's because it's expensive. But I know one day I'm going to have to go in there for research for the show. But I know it's going to cost me an arm and a leg. But they had – like they were already gearing up for, you know, the holiday season. Because Honey Baked Ham, that's like their biggest money makers right now. Christmas time.
I'm just imagining, dude, them gearing up for the holiday season. Then they're just like stacking uncooked hams in the back. Like they can't cook them ahead of time.
Oh, no, dude. It's crazy. Like they hire a lot of seasonal workers for Honey Baked Ham, no joke. All right. I know. So what are you giving Honey Baked Ham? How many pilgrims?
The only reason I'm going to give it a 4, and the only reason is because it is expensive. But literally, Honey Baked Ham, I don't think anybody's ever complained about getting a honey baked ham.
Oh, no. That's like the ham of all hams. I'm going to give it a 4 pilgrim out of 5, too. You know the sides are probably going to be solid. The ham's definitely going to be good. I don't know how well they do a turkey, but I'm assuming it probably isn't half-assed. Yeah. So, yeah. So there you have it.
We agreed for the most part, except for Popeyes.
Yeah, I think you're...
And just on the turkey.
Yeah, I'm not about the turkey. Yeah, sorry. But there you go. That's the Thanksgiving episode, fast food / chain restaurants that are participating in Thanksgiving. One last thing, though, that I was going to ask you in regard to Thanksgiving in general or, you know, like just fast food. If you say you had like a – say like you had like a Tim Allen situation and the Santa Claus where the turkey lights on – yeah, that's the turkey lights on fire and you got to go somewhere. And you remember they go to like Denny's. Where are you going for like an emergency Thanksgiving
dinner? They either go to a Denny's or just like a random diner and they're like, I'll have hot chocolate. We're out.
It was Denny's? Okay. It was for sure Denny's. Yeah.
Where am I going for an emergency? Honestly, I'm probably going to go – I know it was Christmas and the Christmas story, but I'm probably going to go to a Chinese restaurant because they're always open on Thanksgiving too.
You getting duck?
No, I'll probably just go to one of my standard like Chinese buffets in Canton, like the bad Chinese food buffet where it's like so bad that it's good, you know?
So bad that like you might have hepatitis. Yeah, I got it.
And like they probably had the same food under the heat lamp for like 6 to 10 hours, you know?
Oh my God, dude. So real quick, me and my wife used to go to this. It's not a Chinese buffet. It was like a Japanese buffet and they had all you can eat sushi. And her dad, my wife's dad, like told us about it. Like, yeah, it was pretty good. Like, you know, you should try it. So we tried it and we're like, oh my God, this place is amazing. So we kept going, right? Well, one day we were there and there was a goddamn cockroach crawling up the wall. And we were like, all right, we're never going here before ever again. And they got popped like maybe a few months later on like the health board, like review, like that the Plain Dealer does, which is the newspaper in Cleveland. And they got an awful rating, and we never went back. I don't know what I ate there, but oh God, I just don't.
There's so many questions that I don't have for those places because I don't want to know. But let me just ask a plea also for any of our listeners listening in the Columbus area. Like, I have my places in Canton that are bad Chinese food buffets that are actually good. Columbus Market, for whatever reason, doesn't like the Chinese buffet route where, like, there aren't really a lot of them. There's this place off of 70 called Supreme Buffet, and some of the folks listening have probably been there with me. And I've been there three, maybe four times, probably four, from living in Columbus. And literally, it's good one time, it's bad the next. It's good one time, and it's bad the next. And when it's bad, it's bad. And I just want to know if anybody, any of our listeners out there know of a nice Chinese buffet in the Columbus area to call my own, because Supreme Buffet is not it.
So it's hit or miss. All right. So there you have it.
So on that
note. The call is out for good Chinese buffet restaurants.
Good, bad. Yes.
Good, bad. All right. So Episode 9 in the books, Thanksgiving Day episode. Give us a follow on the Twitter machine, Side of Fries Pod. Follow us on Instagram as well, Side of Fries Pod. Shout out to our sponsors, Nate and Brenton. And if you'd like to sponsor the show, any dollar amount is good. We don't care. You want to donate $100, you want to donate 25 cents, we'll take your money. It doesn't matter. Like we always say, though, it goes back into the show. Keep the show running. Like Caleb always says, keeps the lights running for the show. So,
Insert line about me buying Taco Bell nacho fries.
Yeah. The running joke of Caleb buying nacho fries if you give us a good rating. But seriously, though, if you do give us a good rating on Apple Podcasts, that only helps with, you know, just finding us on Apple. It pushes us up when anyone's searching fast food. I don't know why people would search fast food on Apple, but I'm one of the weirdos that has done it, and I know Caleb has, and I know probably most of our listeners have. So if you're listening and you haven't rated us, please do so. Drop us a rating. Let us know that you rated the show. Maybe write a review, that sort of thing. Quick programming note, we won't have an episode next week just due to the holidays and Caleb's hectic schedule for work. Other than that, have a good holiday season. Have a good turkey day. And we're out of here.
Peace.